Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Kind of trying to be winter here on us. We've had some beautiful weather for December, but today we're having a little winter mix, and it's cloudy, and it's got a little snow, a little rain, and hopefully the temperature will keep up just enough to keep it out of that sleet nice, but we'll see. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get started today, or as we get started. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we give you praise and glory for all that you are. For your love and your grace and your mercy, I can't say it enough, Father. You are our Creator God and our Savior. Thank you. Thank you for loving us so much that you forgive us. We must ask, but you're always there with open arms to take us back each time we fail thee. Thank you for that. I ask again, Father, each and every day, for the protection over the President of the United States, that you will give him the wisdom that he needs to keep his family safe. Lord, they are under such tremendous pressure and attacks. Pray, Father, for the deliverance of this country, of the people. Deliver us from our own stupidity, our own arrogance, our own greed and selfishness. Deliver us from that sin, Father, that is so within us. Guide us and guard us. Bring us back to you. Fill us with your wisdom. And give President Trump and those around him the wisdom that is even greater than what you gave to Solomon. Bless us, O God, even though we do not deserve your forgiveness, we do not deserve your love or your blessings, I ask that you will bless us. Let us win this battle and help us to bring America home. Back home, Father, to you, the truth, the way, the light, and the only giver of liberty. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you remember the old commercial? It was a Virginia Slim cigarette. And it was mainly for women. It was directed at women. You've come a long way, baby, it would say. Well, America, I'm going to tell you, you've gone a long way. A long way away from your roots and your foundation, away from liberty and being a free and independent people. There's been much revealed in these last few years. The corruption, well, it was already there. We just didn't see it, or we ignored it, or we didn't think it was all that bad. You know, it's just politics. I mean, it can't be that bad, right? But it is that bad. It is more than that bad. We wanted someone to clean up Dodge. So we elected a man, not a politician, a businessman, a millionaire. I guess an actor. I never watched The Apprentice. Didn't appeal to me. We wanted a man that spoke our language. The language of most hardworking Americans. Just said it like it was. And we wanted him to do this job, and we wanted him to clean it up. Clean up Dodge. Well, God, that kind of, when I was writing that, it reminded me of that old little verse. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry because it was everybody's job, and everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. The election set a political outrage into motion back in 2016. It's done the same this time, too. And we the people witnessed our two-party political system come unglued. Their corruption was revealed over and over and over again, not just the Democrats, but the rhinos and the conservative pretenders. There are no coincidences and there are no conspiracies. If you pay attention, they're telling you exactly what they're going to do. It's right there in the open. Get out your Agenda 21 and compare it to the New Green Deal. It's not a conspiracy. It's a black and white print. They're telling you what they're going to do with your land, your jobs, your homes, your children, your families. There is no existential threat of climate change. They are just lying to you. There, I said it. There is no such thing as an existential threat of climate change. The world is not going to end in 10 years because of CO2. Maybe because of AOC, but not CO2. There is no existential threat of this pandemic. We are not all going to die. Some might die. Some have. Flu takes lives every year. Except 2020, that's all China virus. Wear your masks if you must. But they are not your salvation. Governors breaking their states is not about saving you from a pandemic. But it is about breaking down a people. Oh, there is an existential threat, and it's right before your eyes. As Thomas Jefferson said, the executive power in our government is not the only, perhaps not even the principal, object of my solicitude. The tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared, and will continue to be so for many years to come. The tyranny of the executive power will come in its turn, but at a more distant period. Let me tell you right now, my friends, the branches of our government have ceased to separate and protect your freedom and your liberty, except for President Donald J. Trump, who refused to be a part of their tyranny and guarded the liberty of we the people. Somebody, not Trump, must do something. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or of a new evil. I want you to think about that for just a moment. Think about that quote and what it means. And what we're going through right now. I'm reading article after article, and you can tell where they're coming from. And if you remember, the Washington Post took a big, I think it was Washington Post. I'll have to look that one up here real quick. They took a big hit because they put the story out about Hunter Biden. Well, now they've joined the other side. And I read an article about this election fraud and the wording that they had in there. Pointing to, there's nothing. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. There's nothing to see here. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils, but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles, every other correction is either useless or it's a new evil. Where are we today and what shall we do? I have a few ideas. And it's going to include everybody. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Bring on the glitz this holiday season with MakeupAmerica.us. Rhonda, CEO and founder of Makeup America, is offering her one-and-done sister sets, matching lipstick and nail polish. But Rhonda didn't stop there. She's added a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. Most sister sets are under $30. Remember to use the promo code BethAnn20 for 20% off. Get one and done. You got more for less. Easy, smart shopping, right? These sister sets are perfect. Whether a hostess gift, Hanukkah, or Christmas gifts, appreciate your first responders. Great stocking stuffers, and say thank you to teachers. And shh, don't forget your Secret Santa. Bring some glitter to your Happy New Year celebrations. One and done it is. Each sister set includes a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. You will also save close to $9 in the four-color American manicure set when using the promo code BethAnn20. Visit MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BethAnn20 to receive 20% discount off all Makeup America products. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, loving the Christmas music, even though Christmas is behind us, but New Year's is ahead of us, and we'll be having a special show on New Year's Day. And on Thursday, we'll be talking about some New Year's resolutions, perhaps, and what we can look forward to, if there's anything to look forward to in 2021. Hey, every day in Scripture is a new day. Every morning is a gift. And we need to think about that. Even when Beth wakes up grumpy because it's ugly outside, it's a blessing. The Lord provides what we need. But there is no fighting the fact or denying the fact that we are in a mess in this country. Now, I have several articles here, and I mistakenly said Washington Post. It's the New York Post. If you remember, they're the ones that broke the story, and they got censored on Twitter and da-da-da-da-da and all this and that, the Hunter Biden story. And now it's being kind of pushed away. There are those who want to have a, you know, I don't get that. They want to hire, start a special counsel to investigate. Now, we have the laptop with evidence. We have the whistleblower with evidence, a witness. If it had been you or me, would they have a special counsel? No, they'd be handcuffing us and taking us out. We'd have a prosecutor saying, we're charging you with this and with that and with that and with this. that, no, we're going to hire a special counsel, and it'll only cost the American people, I don't know, $45 million or more. That's okay. We're going to give them $600. Well, in this article, the reason I mentioned this New York Post article is it's talking about Ted Cruz, proved that the GOP won't simply return to the Reaganism after Trump. Now, Reaganism was okay. He made some mistakes. We love Reagan. Don't get us wrong. And Cruz, Ted Cruz, is a big Reagan guy. He has all of his speeches memorized and blah, 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 blah. But if you remember, bureaucracy grew under Reagan. And I don't know a whole lot. I know my dad absolutely loved him. Derry Brownfield thought he was okay, but he said he cost him a lot of money on the farm. But this, the way this article is written is very telling. The Supreme Court rejected that idiotic suit. Remember the lawsuit that Texas presented to the Supreme Court? And Ted Cruz was going to be the speaker. He was going to present it. But the Supreme Court wouldn't look at it. Remember what I said in my monologue about the powers are no longer separated. They've become one with an agenda. But it's talking in this, and we won't go into depth in it, and I'm not sure that I even believe it, but that they're going to stick with Trump, making America first, make America great again, putting America first. I don't trust Republicans any more than I trust Democrats. But unfortunately, we're stuck with them. For now. Not forever. Just for now. Because I believe we do have an answer. Remember that thing called the Declaration of Independence? It tells us it is our right and it is our duty to restore our republic. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption, restoring its lost principles. The Declaration of Independence tells independence, I haven't been drinking. It is our right. It is our duty. You haven't come a long way, baby. You've gone a long way away from our foundation, away from being a free and independent people. Somebody? Anybody? Nobody? Perhaps we the people should stand together as everybody and bring America home. Big government must go. Set us free. D.C. centralized, federalized government ain't the boss of me. And they ain't the boss of you. They're not supposed to be dictating to America what they can and cannot do. Neither are your governors. I have shared numerous times with you the rules for radicals. They had a plan for years and years to take freedom, to break your independence, and to make you their slaves. Communism. Socialism's just a pretty name if you want to call it pretty for communism. Bernie Sanders is a communist. He doesn't believe what he's telling you. How many houses does he have? He's a millionaire. Every one of them up there in Congress is a millionaire. Oh, and they sit up there in their ivory palaces telling us how we should wear our masks, how we shouldn't go to school, have your groceries delivered. Don't get out of your house. We've accommodated them by looking at programs, government programs, as needed for us. It's necessary. We must have these things. It is necessary for them. It is our human right to have health care. Health care is insurance. Come on, people. When they start telling you something is necessary, and it's a necessity, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It's necessary. You must wear the masks. You must. We'll arrest you if you open your salons or your restaurants or your bars. It is the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves. William Pitt Earle, back in 1783. Necessity is the plea of every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. When will we bring America home? Well, we've shared these. I've lost them here, but the Ruse for Radicals, there's eight of them. We've shared them numerous times. They had a plan, and they've been working their plan, and we've accommodated them by believing that something was necessary in our lives. Speaking of necessary, do you remember when microwaves first came out? You don't need a microwave. Now you can't live without it. It's become necessary in the home. It's not, but we think it is, because we've grown used to it. It makes our lives easy. Healthcare is not a human right, and the healthcare they're talking about, it's insurance. So when they're telling you it's a human right, it's just an out-and-out lie to snare you. They got you. Got the little fish on the hook with the worm. It's a pretty worm, a bright, shiny worm. You have a right to maintain your health, but not for government to get involved and dictate how you care for your health, and that's exactly what's going to happen. There will be certain ones of us who are going to be considered a little too old. Oh, they're not worth it. They're not worth that dollar bill, or that $5, or that $500, or that $5,000. Abortion is not a human right. It is murder, plain and simple. And ladies, if you've been snared into this, you need to understand it's big business, because they're taking that life out of your body and they're selling its parts. It's not life, but they're going to sell its parts for life. Now you put that together and you tell me that it's a human right to chop up a baby and sell its parts. You tell me that. Oh, but it's my body. I could do what I want. Yes, you can. And I can't stop you from having an abortion. But I don't have to pay for it. I should not be the one paying for it. And I can have all the compassion in the world for your circumstance. Because things do happen in this life that are not good. But the radicals, the socialists, the communists in this country and our government, well, they had a plan. Do you have a plan? Do you have a plan to secure your family's liberty and freedom and independence? To get back to work? To one day put these masks aside? Do you have a plan? Because they do. And it involves controlling every part of your life. What can possibly be a plan for our freedom? Well, I think I have a plan. Must we take up muskets again and bring down a king? We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and this is Beth Ann.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When we went into the break, I was asking you, what can possibly be a plan for our freedom? We're not free, America. You know that, right? Oh, we pretend. I wrote an article years ago when I was working with Derry Brownfield called The Land of Pretending. And it was republished a couple of two or three times. I should get it back out again. Maybe revise it. Somebody, when I went and spoke in Illinois, brought it up to me. They downloaded it and printed it and wanted me to sign it. The Land of Pretending. So must we take up our muskets again and bring down the king? What king are we talking about? King government in D.C. They got a little too big for the britches. Did you ever tell the kids that? You're getting a little too big for your britches when they get a little sassy. They think they're big enough. And we got a 3-year-old in the family. Oh, she's a beautiful little thing. Well, I've got 2 3-year-olds. They're both adorable. But you know the strong will of a 3-year-old? They are strong-willed. They are pushing the envelope all the time. Now, personalities are different in children. But you can admire the strong will in them, although it's very frustrating. And it's not safe because they don't know the difference between good and bad or safe and unsafe. They just know they want what they want when they want it. Well, no, I'm not necessarily saying we need to pick up our muskets and start shooting. We have a plan. You know that? It's already been taken care of. It's called the Bill of Rights. And it's stamped on top of that Constitution of the United States of America. When was the last time you read it? You know, it's hard. It's not hard to read it. It's hard to find time to read it. I have a book that's a textbook. I think it's Phil Winkler that wrote it. And I'm sure I could get them for you. They're $50, or at least they were $50. It explains everything. It helps me write speeches. It helps me do any. I mean, it explains everything to you. But they weren't going to have this Constitution unless it had a Bill of Rights attached to it. So I think we should come out with our own plan. Our own plan for liberty. For freedom in America, once again. A free and independent people, not just on the 4th of July to shoot some firecrackers in the air, if it's permitted where you live. If you've got a license to light the little match, the little wick. Now, I believe in safety, don't get me wrong. But let's look at that Bill of Rights. What has been going on with these Democrat governors and mayors who have cut off everything in their living areas, in their states, and in their cities? Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Free exercise thereof. Or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress and grievances. We went through these grievances before. Get your Declaration of Independence out and you read those grievances. Now there's a whole bunch and a gob of them, and they look very familiar today. But let's break down just that First Amendment. Free exercise of your religion. Now, that doesn't mean if you're a Satanist, you can sacrifice human life. Because we have laws. But those laws cannot keep you from going to church or praying in public. No, they can't. Or speaking against what they're doing. They want to make a list. AOC wants a list of people who supported Donald Trump. A list of these Trumpers, these deplorable people who believe in freedom. You know, they don't ever tell you freedom and liberty. They say it's human rights. And if you don't believe the way they believe, they want a list and they want to collect you later and reprogram you. Communist China does that. Some people never survive that reprogramming. Can you be like a 3-year-old and be stubborn? Because you know what's safe and what's not safe. Of course, it may not be safe one day if Joe Biden gets in the White House to say anything against the government. And let me tell you right now, I will call him O'Biden because it's not Biden. And it's not Kamala Harris, who remembers doing Kwanzaa since she was a little girl, which was a lie. She lies about everything. She hasn't got a piece of truth in her. Don't you ever get sick of being lied to? The second one, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. A right. That is a right of the people to keep and bear arms, and it shall not. Absolutely shall not be infringed. What are they going to do? Kamala Harris says the first day in office as President of the United States, If Congress doesn't do it, she's given them 100 days, and if they don't get her done, executive order, she's going to take your guns. They have a plan. Do you have a plan? Number three, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. What does that mean exactly? Well, the king was allowing these soldiers to come in and take over their homes. And they had to forcibly take care of them, feed them, clothe them. Not clothe them, I guess they had their own clothes. They had their uniforms. They were infringed upon from every corner, from every side. Our founding fathers, our ancestors who lived through this. Number four, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath of affirmation or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons and things to be seized. They can't just come in and say, we're going to find something to arrest you for. They have to have probable cause. Carter Page didn't have. His Fourth Amendment was violated by a FISA warrant. General Flynn was violated. Several of the others, which I can't remember their names, they were violated. Their Fourth Amendment was violated. And it was a political war. This is not election fraud, my friends. This is war against your liberties, against the republic. We the people. Get out your Bill of Rights and read it and study it. What does it mean? What does that Fifth Amendment mean? What does the Sixth Amendment mean? And number eight, remember how they're breaking? Have you seen the fines on these salons and these restaurants and these bars who had defied the governors and the mayors and opened up anyway? The fines alone will break them. There's no way they can pay those fines. The Eighth Amendment, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. It doesn't say unless there's a pandemic. It says they cannot do it. Why don't we know our rights? Our rights aren't human rights as far as having insurance. It's about having freedom and independence. This is your musket. Pick it up and fight for your rights. It is your right. It is your duty to the posterity, your children, your grandchildren, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I get pretty warmed up sometimes. We're kind of on crunch. You know, I mentioned yesterday, we're not... This isn't a crossroads, my friend. We're on the brink. We're on the edge of that cliff. And you know, I'm afraid of heights. We're balancing on one foot now. Teetering over this dark, godless abyss of communism. Led by our very own elected representatives and senators in this United States. And if we allow this stolen election to take place, we will have a communist in the White House. Well, we already did, didn't we? Which has brought us to President Donald J. Trump. You know, when you read your Declaration of Independence, it is your rights. The excessive bail and fines, they break that constantly. They do it to make an example of this person or that person. And they push their agendas. I saw a picture. It was a cartoon. It said, under gender, if you're unsure of your gender. And it was cartoon characters, and it has them all looking down their pants to see what gender they are. How stupid is America? How stupid are we that we don't even know if we're male or female? I mean, that's pretty darn stupid. We have been snowballed. We have been somehow confused about what is right and wrong, what is black and white, what is good and what is evil. Scriptures present, they predict that. You will call evil good and good evil. And that's exactly what America is doing, calling abortion a right for life. What? You're not saving a life, you're taking one. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. They cannot take your rights unless you let them. If you don't know your rights, then they're gone. They're just gone. If you like being lied to, just keep listening to Fauci. Fauci hasn't got a piece of truth in him any more than Kamala Harris. He's looking forward to being a part of the new administration, the old Biden administration. Old Biden's coming, you know. If we don't get this taken care of, if we keep listening to these media outlets that say it was an idiotic lawsuit that is unwarranted. I have this article here. Let me find it real fast. Pennsylvania, they have more votes than they have voters. 202,377. And Trump lost by 80,000 votes in that. 80,555 votes. Yeah, that makes a big difference, doesn't it? Oh, but it's no concern. You know, look away. There's nothing to see behind this curtain. Well, they explained. They said the difference of 202,377 votes cast then voters, together with the 31,547 over and under votes in the presidential race, adds up to the discrepancy of only 170,830 votes, which is more than twice the reported statewide difference between President Donald Trump and Democrat challenger Joe Biden. The election was stolen by the Democrats, and many Republicans were in on it. They're telling us now Georgia will be the salvation of the United States of America. How is this going to be if their election in January is no different than the election in November? They're going to use the same machines. They're going to use the same methods. How's it going to be any different? Lynn Wood seems to think that the two senators on the Republican side and the governor, Kemp, there are both in the pockets of China. And that they both went along with the corruption in November. People are mad at Lynn Wood. You're discouraging people from voting. Oh my gosh, shut up. Stand down. No, America, you need to stand up. This man has nothing to win or nothing to lose by what he's doing. Well, everything to lose. He says, all I want is a fair election. Isn't that what you want? It's not going to be a fair election in January. That's what he's telling you. It's not going to be a fair election. And the two that are running against them, we know, are communists. They're not even trying to hide it. They hate the military. I had some stuff here on that I was going to talk about. People, we're in a mess. We're in a mell of a hess. That's what we're in. We're in a mell of a hess. Cinderella done slopped her dripper. Fauci admitted that he lied. I lied about that because of this or that. I lied because I didn't think you could handle the truth. Tim, our good friend, says, Fauci says to panic. That's how you beat this. Panic. Panic, curl up in fetal position and hide. That's how you fight this pandemic. That's not how Americans fight. Where is your American blood? You're what they call the red blood of an American that should be boiling up in you. You should be so angry about what's going on. If somebody in your neighborhood was attacking your children or your grandchildren, by golly, you'd stand up and do something about it, wouldn't you? That's what this is. They're going to take your children. They already have in the public school system. And they teach them things that, you know, Lincoln didn't like the black people enough. So they're going to take his name off of some of these schools. Because, yeah, he fought for freedom of slavery, but against slavery, but he didn't really love the black people. We've just gone insane in this country. Why? Because we know not what it is to be free. And we're willing to let these bullies push us around and tell us what to do. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Stay in your homes, get out, stay in your homes. You can have an outdoor restaurant. No, you can't have an outdoor restaurant. When are we gonna straighten up and listen to the truth? And the truth is, we're being lied to. There is no climate change. It's a hoax. And they're getting rich on this hoax. Look how they live. If they believed it, they wouldn't be living like they do. They're just liars. The pandemic, it's a real virus. There's no doubt about that. People have died. People have gotten really sick. But 96% of the people don't. Why aren't we being told? America, stand up. Read your Bill of Rights. Get a plan and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.